What the European Commission also suggested yesterday was, if we don't go down the route of using the frozen Russian assets, we can indeed go to the markets and actually borrow cash to support Ukraine. But that is actually even more complicated from a European perspective, because in order to do so, you would need all of the member states, all of the 27, to say yes to that plan. And we know countries such as Hungary are likely to raise issues with that. So one EU official told me yesterday that by putting forward two proposals, what the European Commission is trying to do here is to show to the member states that the most viable option is still to go down the route of the frozen Russian asset.